State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to the 85 South. So, my bad. 85 South Show. I've been smoking on them Backwoods backstage. Uh-oh. You know, we backstage with Backwoods in the lounge. Carlos Miller, I'm Bree Renee, straight from the A. And of course, we got another dope performer that just hit the stage here at One Music Fest, Smino.
Smino!
What's happening, my boy?
Hey, I don't know if y'all noticed, but this is one of the busiest artists in the game. I have booked this guy to come and be on the show 22 times. He got photo shoots. He got flights. He got video shoots. He on tour.
He
in the studio. He working, man. How does it feel to be over here, man, at One Music Fest, hitting the stage and blessing the crowd with them hits, man?
Shit, I love Atlanta. You feel me? So One Music Fest called. It's like my manager just told me the other day that Atlanta like my top streaming city.
Come on.
And all that, so you feel me?
Hold up, we're going to celebrate everything Atlanta around here.
For sure.
Man, this one of them cities that when they like you, they love you, man. So what does that feel like to be at a home away from home and still be get the same love and respect as an artist?
You know, this shit feels just like St. Louis, bro. Like Atlanta is just bigger, you know, a bigger city, but it's fire, bro. It's fire. It's black love. It's a little different, like, when your own fuck with you, too. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, niggas can go all around the world and shit, but, like, you come back to your niggas, like, and they fuck with you, that's, like, the highest honor to me. Yeah. Straight up.
I would say, as an artist, is that important to you for Atlanta to fuck with you and rock with you because it is represented by so many blacks in the culture?
Yeah.
It's a top market.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
Most definitely.
And Fabo from here.
Fabo?
Yeah, yeah, I love Fabo.
Shit, everybody Fabo. Do.
On me. Fabo
how could you
me.
Not love Fabo? Yeah,
when
nah.
you fall in love with Fabo, what was that moment for you?
When that nigga start singing Tatted Up like that. And at he the said, end. Barbara. I was like, oh, shit.
Bruh, I had him on the show and I asked him who Barbara was. Do you know what Barbara he was talking about?
Who?
Barbara Bush.
Why?
He said he just felt like she'd be tatted up and nobody would know her.
That's crazy.
I'm thinking Barbara is some lady he dealing with. This is an old like white
his,
lady.
I thought it was his grandma name, because that's my grandma name.
No.
That's what I thought. I that thought nigga. That's the old black lady grandma name.
And you well, know, because that's everybody's favorite part. I asked him straight. Who okay. is Barbara? Barbara Bush. No hesitation, man.
That nigga special, bro.
Really?
Legend.
Bro, he is, I don't want to say a mascot, because I don't want to say like, but he is like the image that I think of when I think of Atlanta. He is so Atlanta, bro.
I feel it. I definitely second it. I feel it. D4L, all that, like,
Shotty
real.
Low, oh, God. Yeah.
Straight up.
I love that part of
I
Atlanta.
I got a song, one of my biggest songs called Z4L.
Z4L.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I love them. I love Fabo on me.
Man, what's one of your favorite D4L songs, bro?
I mean, my favorite D4L song is Laffy Taffy, probably.
Laffy Taffy. You remember how the impact that one had when it came out and it, like, and like overnight, yeah. everything was snapped then.
Yeah, snap music in general, yeah. I miss snap music. Hey, man, y'all producers start sending snap beats, bro. All them Atlanta producers, man, y'all need to bring that snap music shit back, man. The world got the dance shit, man. Y'all need to bring y'all dance shit back.
Bring snap music back.
Yeah, I think that's going to save the world, bro. Niggas ain't dancing like, you know what I'm saying?
It made it
snap
fun.
Snap music going to save the world, bro. We need snap music back, bro, save the world.
Now, trust you know, me. We had a lot of local snap hits, yeah. too, that didn't never get the credit they deserved.
They didn't make it outside the city, but it was popping in the clubs in Atlanta.
Y'all gotta
right, you remember
them.
The Getaway Boys?
Absolutely.
She wanted G.
And you got to make a snap music playlist so, we, like, the people that don't know, like, the people that, like, you know, the Atlanta, the real Atlanta yeah. shit. Like, I don't know. I'm from St. Louis. I want to know about the, like, you know what I'm saying, snap shit y'all like when y'all was at the parties type shit.
You got some new artists that's trying to do that now, like with Duke Deuce. It's more on the crunk side of, is that era,
no,
but it's still dancing.
Specifically snap.
He wanted
and this. I feel you on that because that music was easy to listen to. Yeah. The song could be about anything long as you could say. You know what I mean?
Kids could listen to it. Yeah. It was safe for everybody.
The kids are the ones who really made it go.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are there any other Atlanta artists that you would love to collaborate with or work with? It could be somebody that's not doing nothing now, or like an OG in the game, or somebody recent.
You put me on the spot. I don't even know off top right now. I ain't gonna even hold you. But I for sure want to work with Andre 3000 one day.
Yeah, that's like, dope.
But that's everybody probably gonna say that one.
Andre to make some music. No.
I'm at this point. I would listen to Andre 3000 on a whole album playing that flute.
Oh, God.
Whatever that instrument is that he walks around, he got to make an album of that.
Nah, for sure. He got like an African flute, like something.
Woodwind or an oboe or something.
Yeah, he probably about to drop one.
Hey, man, social media loves you and your music, bro. What does it feel like to be one of those ones that got handpicked by such a tough crowd?
Damn, that shit crazy. I don't know, it's random. Like, cause anytime I ever go viral for shit or like anytime some shit happened, like I never was like trying to go viral or make a video. You know how people make videos and they go good? Like I'd just be doing some shit and it just, I think that shit just kept happening and the niggas like, oh, this nigga cool for real.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey man, St. Louis is breaking through, man. Y'all come got on. You the sexy red then broke through and really shined the light on the city. And we're seeing that a lot of artists are taking advantage of, you know, St. Louis being in the spotlight. What's the music scene like in St. Louis? Are the artists supporting each other? Are they working with each other? Is it, you know, like, because Atlanta, we so used to seeing, shit, it's small. We run into people. So everybody fuck with everybody. What is St. Louis like in that aspect?
This very right now moment, I don't live in St. Louis, but anytime, like, I'm seeing how, you know, everything coming out and, like, all the new shit and artists that I'm finding out about, it's like, damn, like, it's a different type of nigga every time. You feel me? Like, you got Sessie Red, then you got, like, me, then it's just Shorty Night, like, Blackiana or something like that. Sessie just did a song with him.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of artists just hard, you feel me? Jordan Ward, he from St. Louis and he an R&B artist, but he hella hard. Feel me? Like SZA been co-signing him and shit. You feel me? So I think everybody be in their own world, like when they make it, like the people that make it out the loop be in their own world with it more so than being like, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's because everybody got their own sound, different dynamic and shit like that. So yeah, St. Louis a little different.
Now, you know, St. Louis had its own dance movement for the longest, too.
Yeah,
give us an update on that. They still hitting it in St. Louis.
I mean, nigga from St. Louis going to hit
chicken
the
chicken head, whatever.
Yeah, nigga going to hit the mono. It ain't the chicken head. It's called the Monastery, for real. Like, this
Monastery.
It's really the Monastery, yeah.
Because that's the club that they started doing it at.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah, you know
oh,
about
you
that.
You know I know. I've been across that bridge.
If you really go, it's the Nina Pop, but
most
you know
definitely.
All that shit.
Shout out to the whole nine.
Yeah, whole nine. You hip?
Come here, dirty. Let me highlight
you.
All that.
That's what ski is. Like, real shit, that's hard. Like, St. Louis turn. That's why I love says she be just saying St. Louis shit, and that shit be going platinum.
You know how I knew she was raised around some old-ass ladies?
What?
I'm going to tell y'all how I knew Sexy Red was raised around some old-ass ladies. When she said, my son need a new pappy, that let me know right then. Because young people don't even know what a pappy is.
That's that Bernie Mac. Yeah, I'd a pappy.
I'd a pappy. Man, what you got coming up next, man? What can we look forward to you? Look forward, you know, to in the future because 23 almost over.
Yeah, this shit crazy.
It's a wrap. It came and went so fast. So how you closing out the year? How you gonna start off the top of 24?
Bro, I'm trying to like branch out to other shit outside of music on some business shit. So I've been just on my business man shit, like all little shit I don't want to talk about necessarily right now. But like I want to like be partnering with companies and like making my company go up more too. But musically, I'm going right back to the studio, obviously. We're going to do some more shit, keep going. Mm.
That's what's up, man.
You know how Los was talking about how social media has showed you so much love, even from the beginning, and you popping on there, but do you, as a new artist or artist in the game, feel the pressure nowadays to create music for it to pop on social media, or do you think about the club, or do you think about, like, where do you come from or draw the inspiration, like, I wanted to pop here, or I needed to go there, or do you just create what you like?
Nah, yeah, I just be trying to do what I like, but on some real shit, like, I'm aware that there's certain type of sounds that people like, so I think I'm naturally, like, drawn to shit, because I like the shit, too. I like the shit everybody like. It's the reason everybody like it. I like the shit, too. So I be like, I will implement that shit in my own way, and I'm also just, like, a nigga, so that come off when I'm being artistic and all that shit, you feel me? So, yeah.
Bro, I'm going to call you a bluff, and I'm going to have some snap beats sitting over there to you from some authentic snap producers that I know.
Try me.
I bet. Yeah, say less. Yeah. Y'all heard it here first. This is a Backwoods Backstage Lounge exclusive. We about to bring the snap movement back.
Yeah.
I saw you over there earlier with them boys from Earth Gang, and I know they'll go crazy on some shit.
Come on. Olu, what's up?
But them boys on another level, bro. They came on the show and talked some good shit with me, too. That's why we looking forward to getting you on the 85 South show, man.
Nah, hell yeah. I watch this shit all the time, my nigga.
But it's only right that we make some history, bro.
I said, I was like, y'all remind me, y'all being together, y'all probably hear this, but, like, y'all remind me of the king of comedy.
Man, we appreciate that. That's like, a huge compliment.
Because y'all niggas, like, together, and y'all actually funny. You feel me?
That's the determining factor.
Right.
Real shit. Not actually funny.
Yeah,
real
man.
Shit.
Well, look, we really appreciate you stopping through the Backwoods Lounge and just keeping us up to speed of what's going on. We got a gang of people watching this right now. If they have not heard of Smino, where would you tell them to start? If you had to give them one song to start with, what would you tell them?
I'd say go listen to Wild Irish Roses.
Wild Irish sure. Rose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, look here, man. We can literally do this all night. We ain't going to hold you no longer. And we got to go catch a few performances, too.
Oh, yeah, you feel me? I'm about to go see Tim's.
Man,
you
know, trying to get over here.
Yeah,
you going to be singing with
I'm
it,
I'm about
too?
To be singing, bro.
I bet. See, she might have that Janet Jackson effect where thugs be out here crying.
God,
but look here, man. We appreciate you stopping through here.
Yeah,
85
boy.
South Show, Backwoods, Backstage Lounge. Bree Renee, straight from the A.
I'm out. We out.
Hey, man. We out of here.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.